Good evening and welcome to The Daring Adventures of Ditto. After defeating the terrible War Oni with a completely cheesy stunt,
hey now,
our intrepid explorer finds himself in the middle of a quiet garden, listening to a tranquil stream.
It's quiet around here. Too quiet.
The tranquility is suddenly broken by
meteor strike!
Broken by a small, weathered-looking fellow with a long nose, wearing a large floppy hat, who asks that you not drop flaming space rocks on him.
Ooh, sorry. Force of habit.
Right, we get it. The small man introduces himself as Marley.
Holy moly.
I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that.
That's too bad. That was pretty clever.
Just keep telling yourself that. So Marley introduces himself and says he has a task of great importance for Ditto.
Ooh, important task. Me understand. What me have to fight?
Instead of a battle, Marley hands Ditto a tattered scroll, a weather-beaten linen pouch tied with a silk ribbon, and a silver shovel.
Ooh, cool. This is just like... Yeah, me have no idea.
He tells Ditto to follow him, and slowly makes his way through the tranquil Mushu garden, then through an archway in the ancient stone wall. Compared to the tranquil garden they just left, this area looks completely barren. Brown soil with patches of scraggly green grass poking up through stones and weeds.
Whoa, so me has to defeat whatever's doing all this bad stuff, huh?
Marley sits in the lotus position, his floppy hat fluttering lightly in the breeze, and motions for Ditto to join him in tranquil meditation.
Oh, okay. Me sit down. This getting boring. Okay, me tired of...
Wow, you made it almost 6 whole seconds in tranquil meditation. That's double what I expected.
Me can't help it. Me is a monster of action.
If by action you mean run and hide.
Oh, sure, bring that up again.
Once he has finished his meditation, Marley gets up and begins to teach Ditto new spells, using the tattered parchment and energies Ditto has not yet encountered. Ditto could feel the energy flowing as he spoke these new words of power into the tranquil breeze.
Oh, goody, new spells. I'll bet they be going to be awesome, like super triple meteor strike.
Marley guides Ditto to put down his wand and, using the silver shovel, perform a complex series of spell actions. Ditto then opens the linen pouch, revealing a smooth, rounded black object.
Ooh, is it a hand grenade?
It is a mystical and ancient seed, and Marley guides Ditto to plant it in the newly loosened earth, using the silver shovel to dig the perfect size hole.
Wait, it's a seed? And me is just digging a hole?
Ditto finishes planting the seed, and then, guided by Marley, speaks other words into the air around them. There's a sudden chill, and then a small rainstorm forms, and waters the newly planted seed.
And now we get attacked by a big evil monster, right?
Marley bids Ditto return the next day to continue his epic and crucial quest.
Quest for what? A garden salad? What's the spell for croutons? Is French dressing fire school, or would that be balance?
Ditto returns to the secret and ancient grove the next day as the sun reaches its highest point and...
Yeah, what is that thing? It just tried to eat me.
In the center of the ancient grove, right where Ditto planted his seed, the day before, there is a huge red plant, shaped like a dragon, including exquisitely formed wings and snapping jaws.
Why would it try to eat me? I'm only here to water it.
Well, it's called a snapdragon for a reason.
I just remembered. I'm allergic.
To what?
Plants that try to eat me.
Oh, it won't eat you. See, it likes you.
Yeah, it likes me with ketchup. Ah!
Oh, don't be silly. Snapdragons prefer a barbecue sauce.
Of course they do.
Finally, Marley once again meets Ditto in the garden, and he examines the tall, fully grown snapdragon plant. He bows to Ditto and says that once the sacred grove of spirits was lush with mystical plants, but then with the rise of the evil Oni, the garden became choked with weeds, until finally, all the lush green vegetation withered away to nothing. With your help, Marley has begun restoring the garden back to its natural beauty.
Oh, how nice. Natural, carnivorous beauty. So, me all set now?
Actually, Marley needs you to return at least once per day and care for the plants, using your newfound magic to water the plants and feed them, and even keep them company.
Every day? Seriously? Why can't Moley McMoleface here do it? Seems he's the master gardener.
He would, but he's got a spiral door to catch. He's got tickets to a show in Celestia, and won't be back for at least a week.
But, epic quest? Crucial task?
Join us again next time for more daring adventures of Ditto.
I'm a plant sitter now? Seriously?